The speaker in the first poem, Next Morning Letter, is a young woman dressed in a magnificent kimono with magnolias all over it and clematis blossoms. And the poem brings to life the old tradition in ancient Japan of sending a next morning letter to the lover you've just left, from whose bed you've just crept at dawn. Next Morning Letter. Savoring each summer moment lush and brief, I close my eyes to see your white robe falling open as you call for your scroll, an inkstone, a brush. As your brush passes over the paper, my body shivers. How closely now you watch at the open lattice as your servant hurries away, the next morning letter gracefully tied to a spray of clematis whose blossoms will not open until they reach me. In the wash basin, your face is the bridge that spans the floating world of dreams. Now you are yawning. Now you are reciting sutras, bowing to the wind. When the letter arrives, all the leaves of the maple outside my window are stirred. I read your words just once, then once again, bringing my fingers to my lips, my hair tucked back behind one ear. On the dawn's trellis, the scent of clematis. Now, smell your fingers. The petals of my body gather in your empty arms. How shall I respond? The cry of the stag is so loud, the echo answers from the empty mountains as if it were a doe. I tell you only what you know. Clematis, the scent of your teaching surrounds me. My empty arms fill. Come night, the fragrant petals fall in a heap at my feet.